Hello, friends, and welcome to today's Advent Reflection. Janelle is gone. She's on mommy duty. You're stuck with me. Today's topic is peace. What is peace and how we lose peace? Now, sometimes when we do these videos, we share out of the triumphs that we have in life. Well, this one's going to be a little different. I'm going to share with you from the position of a setback in life. I have been struggling to maintain my peace, particularly one chapter that's happened over the last 3 weeks. In the last 3 weeks, our kids have been sick. It's been a long road. Some of them have been throwing up. They got colds or a flu. We're just not sure. We're just trying to get through it. So one night, a couple days ago, I come home from running an errand, and I was informed by one of our children that another one of our children had just thrown up in a corner, behind a door, into some rug. And Janelle was nursing Pascal, so it was left to me to clean up the puke. So I'm thinking, here's an opportunity to maintain my peace and do the duty of the moment. And so I mustered up all the faith I had. I got a rag, I got the puke pail, I got the soap, put the soap and water, went up to the bedroom, opened the door. Indeed, there was a lot of puke behind the door. And the puke was in the rug, kind of into the floorboards. It wasn't a pretty picture, friends. But I got on my hands and knees, not to pray, but to scrub. And I began to pull out the chunks of puke from the rug, put them into the soap and water. And I have to say, in that moment, I felt like I was doing pretty good. I was maintaining my peace. I felt that I was successfully doing the duty of the moment. And I almost delighted in the fact that I was succeeding in this. And then I was humbled. As I picked the last chunk of puke out of the carpet and I put it into the puke pail, my hand knocked over the puke pail and I dumped all the throw up and water back into the rug, and it now saturated a 3 times larger area than before. And in that moment, I failed to search and maintain my peace, Father Jacques Philippe. It was a struggle. And I look back at that experience. Why did I lose my peace in that moment? Well, for me, it was because of impatience with myself. Have you ever lost your peace because of impatience with yourself? That's one way that we lose our peace. Father Fernandez gives us a couple other ways that we lose our peace. We lose our peace through sin, through pride, and by not being sincere with ourselves and with God. Peace can also be lost through impatience when we are unable to see the providential hand of God in times of difficulty and contradiction. So for me, I lost my peace because I did not see the providential hand of God as my hand knocked over the pail. Have you lost your peace? Maybe it hasn't been over a puke pail. But maybe you have lost your peace because of the sin of other people. You know, maybe you scan over the last 2 years of the COVID craziness. This period of time has been a very trying time, and I have to say for myself, and I have strove and struggled to maintain my peace as I glance sometimes at the weaknesses of other people and thought they should know better and this is how they're acting. And what I've learned, one thing that I've learned through this time, is that somebody else's sin is not worth losing my peace over. And maybe we judge a situation and somebody actually has done something seriously wrong. But that is not worth losing our peace over. We shouldn't give our peace to that situation. We should work for justice. But when justice doesn't happen and we've tried our best, all we have to say is, God, you do the rest. I accept your providential hand in this situation. Maybe it hasn't been the COVID craziness. Maybe it's been sickness and disease within your family. Maybe it's been financial hardship. Maybe it's been a struggle, maybe a struggle within the home, a family relationship, and you've tried your best and it's just not working out. And you're impatient with the situation. Once again, we have to accept the providential hand of God. When we've done our best, we've maintained faithfulness to the duty of the moment, and it just seems it just doesn't go our way. Well, we've done our best. And then our consolation comes from the fact that we have done our best and we just leave God to do the rest. But what should we do when we have lost our peace and we have reacted to the situation maybe in an uncharitable way? Father Fernandez gives us the solution. The sincere confession of our sin is one of the main ways God has given us to recover the peace that has been lost through sin, or by failure to correspond with His grace. So when we fail to correspond to the grace of the duty of the moment, then we find ourselves going to confession and we confess our sin. Now, isn't it, having you had this experience when you go to confession, you leave, what happens? Isn't there a great consolation of peace? That's a very common experience for having an honest confession. Peace. Remember what Jesus says, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." If we want to find God's peace, we have to put things in order. Because what is a classic definition of peace? Peace is not simply the absence of conflict. It's not the absence of suffering. It's not simply the absence of difficulty. No, peace is the tranquility of order. So when we are living God's order, particularly interiorly, when things in our life interiorly are in God's order, the fruit of that is peace. So it's very true that hell could be going around us, but if we are in order interiorly, we can be experiencing peace even though hell is breaking out around us. The man who carries peace in his heart knows how to communicate it almost unthinkingly, and others look to him for support and for peace of mind. So the question I ask myself as a husband and a father of 7 children is, what am I communicating? Am I communicating peace with the tone of my voice? Am I communicating peace with how I look at my children when maybe they've done something wrong? Or am I communicating the look of shame and the look of impatience and the look of anger? So I would ask you that question too. What are you communicating? Because we communicate from the interior life. When our interior life is in order, we will be communicating peace. When our interior life is out of order, we will communicate our distress. When a man forgets his eternal destiny, and when the horizons of his life are limited by his earthly existence, he is content with a fictitious peace, with a mere outward appearance of tranquility. All he asks is the illusory security of attaining the greatest possible material well-being with the least effort. And isn't that the way of the world? Trying to attain the greatest possible material well-being with the least amount of effort possible. And when we achieve that, the world says that is peace. While it might bring a temporary satisfaction, but it's going to be greatly distressing when we find ourselves on our deathbed and we're about to be judged by Jesus Christ, and in that moment it'll be heaven or hell. I mean, that's what the devil does. He deceives us in trying to recreate heaven on earth. And when we try to recreate heaven on earth without God, we get hell. The goal of life for most is just to try to gain the most material well-being with the least amount of effort as possible. But this is not Christian peace. Our peace comes from right order when our hearts are fixed upon Jesus Christ and we live His will. But if we find ourselves not corresponding to the grace of our circumstances, well, let's go to confession. But have a good confession. Do you know the 4 C's of confession? If you know the 4 C's of confession, it'll help you have a good confession. I did a wonderful interview with Father Cristino Bouvet last week where he goes through those 4 points. I'll link at the end of this video. I think it's a great additional resource to what we're doing here with these video series. So I'll link also in the description. Share with me what stood out to you in the comments below. I love to learn from you. Share this video with other people if you've been blessed. And we will see you tomorrow. Janelle will be back.